Earlier today, pairs of snow machines began zipping out of Nome to continue the second leg of the 2014 Iron Dog Snow Machine Race, KNOM's Anna Rose MacArthur reports.
Nome is the halfway mark of the 2,031-mile Iron Dog, known as the longest, toughest snow machine race in the world. First to leave at exactly 8 a.m. this morning was team number 10, Chris Olds, and Nome's own Mike Morgan. Teams were heading out of town throughout the day based on their arrival and wrench times. 31 of the original 38 teams made it to Nome. This year was predicted to be one of the toughest races on record, with open water in areas of no snow. Kevin Kastner, Iron Dog Executive Director, says the hype concerning this year's rough conditions actually worked to the competitors' advantage. The concern upped the racers' caution, keeping most of them in the race.
Really, the caution and all of the concern, I think, in the end, is what allowed most of these teams to get to Nome, was the fact that they were so worried and so cautious, there was so much hype. I think they throttled back just a little bit, and I think that's what allowed them to actually survive to this point.
Kastner says, though there's no typical Iron Dog, on average one-third or more of the racers do not make it to Nome. This year beat those odds. And though only halfway through the race, Kastner says already it's one of the better Iron Dogs he's seen.
Given the rough conditions, given the caution, given the number of competitors and the strong teams, and the relatively minimal damage that we've seen, by all accounts, it's a great race this year, and it's clean. The sportsmanship is fantastic. I think it's one of our better years, even though it's a tough one.
So far, 28 teams remain in the running, 10 teams have scratched, and only one will finish first in Fairbanks on Saturday. Reporting from Nome, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.